Local and regional representative for the World Pediatric Project, WPP, Jacqueline Brown King, tells NBC News the neonatal consultant nurse from the World Pediatric Project, Susan Amis, will arrive this Saturday, October 24th, while Dr. Robert Fleming will arrive on October 31st. Mrs. Bronking said they will be conducting a series of neonatal care capacity building programs for the neonatal intensive care unit at the Milton Cato Memorial Hospital.
We are scheduled to have coming on in country our neonatal consultant nurse. This will be her second trip, and this is part of the World Pediatric Project ongoing support for our neonatal intensive care unit. And part of the capacity building aspect of the program. Our pediatrician, Dr. Bharati Datta, she has been here and she's been on the ground when it all started. It was her dream, as she said, that whatever training we get, even if it's for one child, we will benefit from. With this in mind, she has been supported by our team out of St. Louis, Missouri. We've had exchanges where the nurse consultant, or two of them, came from St. Louis, spent some time in our neonatal intensive care unit.
Local and regional representative for the World Pediatric Project, Jacqueline Brown King. Meanwhile, head of pediatrics at the Milton Cato Memorial Hospital, Dr. Bharati Datta, said the premature birth rates at the Milton Cato Memorial Hospital are high, and they are hoping that the work which will be done during this mission can address this alarming issue.
Our prematurity rates are high. The viability age for a preemie and newborn St. Vincent is still at 28 weeks. Care is being provided with the ultimate aim to improve the quality of this person's life, who is being made to live sometimes at 26 weeks, sometimes at 27 weeks. It's riddled with problems. They suffer a lot of complications. The lungs, the eyes, the heart, the brain. Remember, it is with the premise that they are not ready to come out into this world. And that's why we have to get them ready. And that is the challenge we are facing them. Along with that, there are babies who are put into the high-risk category. They also enter the neonatal intensive care unit. And regular audits every month are held.
Dr. Datta also explained how they expect the training to impact the delivery of neonatal care, or, as it is more commonly known, intensive care.
What it will mean to the community, all the training is soon going to spill off into the community. We will be taking, by turns, visits to the various district health centers, and by way of training a lot of the midwives and the district health doctors. They will be trained in neonatal resuscitation. Wherever there's a birthing center, the midwives will be trained in neonatal resuscitation. They will be equipped with basic equipment to do so. And well, our hope is that by the end of this exercise, we should be able to say that that we have put in another little effort in optimizing neonatal health on the island.
Head of Pediatrics at the Milton Cato Memorial Hospital, Dr. Bharati Datta. I'm Ricardo Wilson, reporting for NBC News.